flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, still January 29th. We are almost to the end of the month and we are ready to go this Monday, or this, what feels like a Monday, this Wednesday morning. Yeah, I woke up this morning and I was having the hardest time trying to figure out what day of the week it was. I thought it was Thursday. I was like, I was positive it was Thursday. And then I was like, oh, it's only Wednesday. What's going on?
James, too, last night he goes, today's Wednesday, right? I'm like, no, yesterday was Tuesday. And we're all turned around. I thought that February was on Friday, but I guess it's Saturday. So I can't wait for this month to be over.
I know. I saw a TikTok yesterday and I wish I could play it on the air because it was so funny, but there's so many bad words in it. But it was basically like, January, why are you holding us hostage? Why are you like literally the longest month of the year, 729 days long? Like, this is ridiculous.
I know. Yesterday, I messed up. I went too hard at the gym. Have you ever just gone so hard at the gym or just working out or running that you just felt really, I don't know, I just felt really disgusting afterwards? I think it's, I just over executed myself. I was on the Stairmaster and I wear a waist trainer just so I could sweat a little bit faster. And I was into it. I go on like a level 6 or 7 to start. And usually I'll end at an 8, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to push it to a 10. And I pushed it to a 10 for the last 3 minutes. I'm feeling like super sweaty. I'm like, yeah, get that pump. And then afterwards I was done. I was cooling down. I'm like, uh-oh, I don't feel good. And I think I was just, my body was like, you went too hard. I went to go take Momo out after I worked out. And I just felt like really sluggish. I'm like, no. And then I'm like, I got it. Let me just eat. Let me sleep. I woke up this morning with like a pounding headache. I'm like, no, I went too hard at the gym. And I think because I was still wet from my clothes that I took off to change. And then I took Momo out. Like, my body was just like hitting the freezing cold. So I just, I don't know. I think I did something when I messed up yesterday by doing all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good to push yourself. That's the hardest thing about working out alone. That's why I always wanted to do like classes, because I felt like that pushed me more. But Yeah, it could work against you, too, if you start to go too hard. Did you eat enough before the workout?
That's the thing, too. I didn't eat before. I just
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't get probably enough protein or just anything in my stomach.
Or just carbs to give you that energy to keep going.
That's
you know?
What I need to incorporate is carbs before my workout. Because I'll go in, I haven't eaten for like 4 hours. I'll go to the gym just so I could feel lighter, quote unquote. But, man, I think that's where I messed up, Mercedes. I didn't eat anything before.
Yeah, that can work against you. I had a lot of trainers tell me like that you're basically just working out to lose your muscle now because it's just going to go straight to your muscle to try to, you know, keep your body moving. So eat a banana, have a shake or something before your workout. That way you maintain and you still are doing something good for your body.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
But thank God my headache's now gone. But before this morning, I'm like, please, you know, tough it out. And I'm getting better as the day goes on. So
well,
I'm good.
I hope it continues.
And what about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was pretty good. It was kind of a busy one. I was here. I had a couple of meetings I had to do after the show. So, you know, we obviously had some changes on the show and we're trying to find a new co-host and try to figure out what, you know, what is going on. So
yeah.
We had some like meetings about that yesterday and just trying to get everything settled on that end. And then I went to work at Channel 8 yesterday, came home and I was kind of like you, I was exhausted, but I knew I had to work out. And so I usually do like my either YouTube workouts or my Peloton workouts, and I put it on the big TV in the living room. And so Matt's like watching something, and I come in, and I'm like, gotta get out. It's my time. I'm coming in. I'm taking over.
So you work out in the living room. You don't work out like in the garage.
Used to work out in the garage. It's too cold right now to work out in the garage. I used to do my own workouts in the garage, but it's too cold right now. So I do stuff in the living room now, and I hate it because it makes my living room like musty.
Yes.
I'm just like, oh, I can't wait till the weather is nice again so I can do something outside or not have to worry about this. But I was thinking about joining a gym again just to get out, but I don't know. I just going. It's hard to get yourself to go out.
And it's not only that you have a routine going. You're like used to like being in the living room or somewhere, and then you have to kind of. I feel like for me, when I joined a gym, I had to change my whole schedule around just to make sure I had time for it. So if you get to that point, you're like, okay, Monday, Tuesday, I do this. Wednesday, Thursday, I do that type of thing.
Yeah. And again, I like am not good by myself unless I have some sort of direction. So
I feel you.
Yeah, it's tough. But we are ready to get things going this morning. Right off the bat in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a chance to win. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill, our women's pro volleyball team. They are playing on Friday and it is Mix 94.1 night on Friday. So we would love for you to join us. That is coming up with Heads Up just after 6 o'clock. We have tickets to see comedian Matt Rife in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And then as promised, 7:30 Mega Minute Katy Perry tickets. All of that is on the way, but let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Be My Lover by LaBouche? Do you want to hear Father of Mine by Everclear? Or do you want to hear Don't Tell Me by Avril Lavigne?
Don't try to tell me what to do. Don't try to tell me what to say. You're better off that way. Yeah.
Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. One of my favorite words in the English language is braggadocious. I love the word braggadocious.
What does that mean?
It's when you brag a lot. You're braggadocious. But that's one of my least favorite things that people do is when they brag a lot. Like, I don't like braggadocious people, but I like the word braggadocious.
It's kind of fun to say braggadocious.
Braggadocious. And you overheard a braggadocious person Yesterday. What happened?
So I'm sitting at lunch and I'm waiting for the person. I get there first, basically, and I'm waiting for the person I'm having lunch with. I'm sitting down and I overheard a couple tables down, two girls sitting maybe around my age, maybe a little younger. And they were talking about this girl and who one of the girls there, she's starting to date. And she's like, I don't know about this guy just because, you know, I have a much larger following than him on Instagram. Like I have about 150,000 followers and he only has like a merely 300 followers. I'm like, I really just wanted to look over at her to be, I'm listening. Like, do you hear how ridiculous you sound? The thing is, I didn't hear what her friend said back just because it took me by surprise. If you're bragging about how many followers you have on social media, it's just an instant turnoff to me. And just, I don't find it impressive at all.
Is there something that people brag about that you're like, I'm not impressed? 702-364-9400. I think that that's kind of the new, like, I know people kind of brag, you know, that used to be like, oh, I know someone that works here, or I know someone that works here. That used to be the way that people brag. Now that's kind of transferred over to social media. And man, I hear that all the time. I work with someone and that's literally her life is how many followers, like always talking about her followers. She's got so many followers and it's like, I am happy for you. That's amazing. But I mean, there's more important things in life, you know?
I get too that if you're trying, let's say, you know, we're at work and we're talking about social media and we're talking about, hey, this is the things we need to do to get a bigger following. And it's constructive, but it's when it comes to the bragging, it's like, please, you know, get off your high horse, get your, you know, touch some grass, as people would say. And it's not all about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing that I hear people brag about that it does not impress me in any way is when they tell me how wasted they got, like on a weekend, like, oh my God, I was so drunk. I couldn't even stand up straight. I drank 8 shots. I had 7 beers. Oh, and I don't know if they think that's going to impress me or, but I never find that impressive. Like, I'm just like, wow, why'd you do that to yourself?
And what are you supposed to say? Like, oh my God, you're such a tank.
That's amazing.
My,
you really can drink a lot. That's incredible.
One of the other things that people will do that just don't impress me, it kind of goes back to social media, but when people record their workouts, I'm like, please, I don't care about your workouts. I'm skipping right past it. People that are like on their weights and like the machines and they're like angled so they could see their muscles and flexing. That's not impressive.
See, I don't mind those. I like to see what kind of workouts other people do and like what their form is like. And okay, maybe I should try that next time. I enjoy watching other people's workout videos. Like on TikTok, if I scroll across someone doing a workout, I stop. I actually stop and watch just to see what it is that they're doing. I don't know why that interests me.
Okay, but are you really learning and are you really going to put it forth towards the gym?
Well, there's this girl that keeps popping up on my For You page and she is all about like technique and stuff. And I actually tried to implement the way she does her deadlifts, with just hand weights. And I was not hip hinging. I realized,
okay,
I was more like squatting. And she was explaining the concept of the hip hinge and how you have to, your hips have to be a hinge. And ever since I saw that TikTok, I make sure I do the hip hinge. So it actually worked. I'm telling you.
Maybe I needed my mom told me we need to switch a little bit.
There's something to the hip hinge. I'm telling you. Watch those videos. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, January 29th at 6:01. Thank you guys so much for being here. Busy show coming up. We've got a lot to get to. We'll tell you what is happening here in just a minute. But I was just reading this survey that just came out about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is just about a couple of weeks away. And obviously, nobody likes Mondays, but especially the Monday after the Super Bowl. They did this this poll, and they found that half of football fans think that the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. 55% say it should be a national holiday. Do you guys
agree?
Think it should be?
Why do you think so?
Because
you do the most drinking besides on New Year's on the Super Bowl Sunday. So you don't want to come to work hungover on Monday. It should be a holiday. Mm-hmm. Or they should move it to where President's Day is and let that Monday be the holiday and you can, you know, get drunk on the Sunday.
I disagree. I just think that because it's teaching us that we can get drunk and say, oh, I don't need to go to work the next day. Like, I just don't see us. I feel like it's teaching us something that it shouldn't be. We need to gain responsibility. Like, hey, just don't drink too much on that Sunday so that you, because you have work on Monday. And I think in our field, at least for us, that day after the Super Bowl, it's very important for us to, you know, get the audio for the commercials, audio from the halftime, audio from the calls. It's a big day for us. So if we don't have people that are, like, you know, up and at them, we're talking to no one. That's my opinion.
No. Here's the thing about Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is all about partying, having a good time, watching your team, making bets, drinking, you know, and coming in on a Monday hungover is not ideal.
I still think you can do it. I still think that you can party. Just limit your alcohol and be responsible. Mercedes, what do you think?
I don't drink on the Super Bowl. So, like, that argument to me is like, oh, everybody's drinking. No, I don't think everyone is drinking. Now, I'm eating.
Very true.
I enjoy that. But I don't think it should be a national holiday. But I do agree. I like the idea of it being the Sunday before President's Day. I just think that everyone stays up late. Everyone is, you know, there are people that party. There are people that do that. I feel like that Monday afterwards, even though I don't drink, I still feel hungover. I'm just like really kind of worn out by everything that happened. So I would say I like the idea of it moving to President's Day weekend. And I think that's going to be happening soon because the NFL is going to go to 18 regular season games in 2 bye weeks. So they'll push it to the President's Day weekend.
Or you just take your FTA on that Monday and take that day off yourself.
Oh, your PTO?
Or PTO, FTA, whatever you got.
So. I mean, yeah, if you really need it off, you take it off. But should it be a national holiday? I don't think that's a holiday.
What are we celebrating
the day after the Super Bowl? But
I mean, more important holidays than, oh, it's a Super Bowl, day after Super Bowl. I just, no, not to me.
And I think we forget, too, that most people watch football, but not everyone watches
Everyone's
football.
Done after the halftime, let's be honest.
You know what, I agree with you about not making it a holiday, but moving it to a holiday makes sense.
It's happening. It's going to happen. I'm not sure when that is, but I definitely know that is happening. So
I agree with that.
Everyone will have that Monday off at some point. Not everyone, but most people. Well, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. We've got your tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill. It's Mix 94.1 night on Friday as they take on the Indy Ignite at Lee's Family Forum. And we've got your 4-pack of tickets coming up in just a couple of minutes with Heads Up. Katy Perry tickets at 7:30. Of course, we have another Minden Wednesday. It's happening at 7, a $375 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, and so much more. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. Is it too early to start talking about the holidays? This group is getting a head start. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Jonas Brothers are trending this morning. Now, everyone loves the Jonas Brothers. Maybe not everyone, but a lot of people. And it's only January, but Nick, Joe, and Kevin, they're already planning for the holidays.
Nice.
It's January, guys. Yesterday, they announced that they are reuniting with Disney to produce a Christmas comedy movie.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, for the 2025 holiday season. Here's how they made the announcement. It was done Love Actually style, you know, where you open the door and they're holding the signs. This is how they made the announcement.
Hi, we're the Jonas.
Don't say it. The whole point is you don't say it. You just let them read it.
Oh, okay.
So basically, they're holding up signs that say, "Hi, we are the Jonas Brothers. I'm Nick. I'm Joe. I'm Kevin. Sorry to bother you, but we are making a Christmas movie coming out this holiday season only on Disney Plus. That's what all the signs said. So they made the big announcement, and people are kind of like, wait, what? Am I, is my calendar off? Like, what is going on here? Why are we making this announcement here in January? The movie has the working title Jonas Brothers Christmas Movie, and it follows the band as they try to make it home from London to New York to spend the holidays with their families, but obstacles keep getting in the way. They caption their post too early for Christmas, and you got to go to the comments. The comments are so funny. Some of them are like, boys, it's January. Another one says, Mariah hasn't said it's time yet. Sorry, boys. And then another one said Camp Rock Winter Edition. So, yeah, we can expect some holiday fun from the Jonas Brothers. And that is what's trending. And right now, it is time to win. Let's get this started. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to give away right now with an early edition of Heads Up. These tickets are to check out the Vegas Thrill versus the Indy Ignite. They're playing Friday at Lee's Family Forum, and it is Mix 94.1 night. Steph will be broadcasting live. I will be hosting inside the arena. So we would love to see you. And 4-pack of tickets right now for you when you win Heads Up.
I just found out. J-Love and I, we're going to be doing a dance battle at the game.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, that should be interesting. Well, we would love to see you there. So caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the game. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Amy, you are color 20.
Yeah, let's go.
Woo-hoo. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
I'm ready.
All right, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill take on the Indy Ignite this Friday at Lee's Family Forum. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Vegas Thrill, Jigsaw Puzzle, or Croissant?
We'll go with Jigsaw Puzzle.
Jigsaw Puzzle it is. National Puzzle Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with games and with puzzles, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's do this. 6 answers, 60 seconds. I know we got it in us, even though it's early. So yeah. let's do it.
Yeah, all right, Amy. Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
Some puzzles come with like 100 of these. Some come with 1,000 of these. Yes. This is the New York Times has one of these every day where you fill in the words.
Crossword puzzle.
Yes. This is a game where you have all the numbers match up to equal the same amount.
The Sudoku.
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass on that one. This is a game that you play on a board. It's got a queen, pawns, knight.
Pass.
Yes. This is a game that you play that has Boardwalk and Park Place.
Monopoly.
Yes. This is a type of puzzle. It's also the name of the murderer in Saw. It's a type.
Jigsaw?
Yes! Yeah! Wow!
That was a great move.
Yeah, it was.
Amy, you killed it. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We will see you on Friday night. It is Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill Game. They are playing Indy, and it's going to be a fun time. Come say hi. I'll be there. Steph will be there. J-Love will be there. And I think the first 500 people that get there will get a free Vegas Thrill t-shirt. So you definitely want to stop by. It's going to be
awesome.
A good time. So we'll see you there. And more winning coming up in just a half hour. A $375 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I got into a really weird debate with someone, and I never thought twice about something like this, but do you guys, when you go to sleep, do you wear pajamas or do you wear like a t-shirt and pajama pants? Like, what do you guys sleep in?
I have a nightgown. I guess it's a nightgown, but it's like a sleeping dress.
A sleeping dress. Okay.
I sleep in my undies.
Okay. Just undies, nothing else.
Yep.
Okay. So this probably won't apply to you then, but if you sleep in pajamas or like a nightdress or whatever, how many times do you wear your pajamas? Like, how many nights in a row will you wear them?
I would say every other night.
Every other night you switch it?
I switch it with a clean one. What about you?
So I wear mine. I just kind of have a way that I do it. And I'll wear mine 3 nights in a row. And then it's gone. It goes into the hamper. And I was talking about this. I don't know how we came up with this conversation with one of my coworkers. And she was like, you wear it every single night. She's like, would you wear the same outfit 3 days in a row? And I was like, no, well, no, I would not. And she's like, well, that's the same thing. And I'm like, what do? She changes her pajamas every single night. Every night, new pair of pajamas. And my defense, and what do you guys do? 702-364-9400. My defense is I am fresh out of the shower when I put on my pajamas and I just lay there. Now, if I was going out and running errands and going to work and doing all that stuff, I see the argument. But I literally am freshly clean, laying there. And I know like we sweat at night and all that good stuff, but it's not the same as going through a whole day wearing clothes. So I don't think that that's an adequate comparison there.
I would have to agree with the coworker only because I think we underestimate how much we sweat at night, how much gas goes on at night. And I mean, if you're getting a good maybe 6 to 8 hours of sleep, I know 8 is pushing it, but more like 6 hours of sleep for us, that's a lot that goes on between that time. Drool, your body oils, they develop. So I see the point. Every night, maybe depending on people's sweat levels, why people would have to change their pajamas every single night.
I am a person who runs cold. So I know we all sweat, but like I don't sweat very much because I'm always freezing and shivering at night. So if it comes down to the body heat of it all, I don't know if that's an argument, but how many nights in a row? I'm really curious what everyone else does. 702-364-9400. Just got a text here that says, I go longer than 3 days. I go until I physically feel like they are either dirty or they stink.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, the smell test. You got to do the smell test.
The smell test?
Yeah, if it stinks, then you change. But if it doesn't smell, keep wearing it.
So you keep, what if it doesn't smell till day 30?
Okay. Oh, gosh, it'll smell by that point.
Well, I was going to say, well, Jay, you sleep in your boxer briefs or whatever?
No, just my underwear.
Okay, every night you change them out or do you use the same one just for your nighttime?
No, when I go home and I will take a shower after working out and I'll just sleep in the underwear that I have on.
Don't you get cold at night just sleeping in underwear, especially in the winter?
No, my wife has all, I don't know what you call those things that are on not a futon, but the
comforter?
The comforter, yeah.
Okay.
She has a comforter and we have like a blanket and it's like, cause she's always cold. So we have so many layers on our bed that I will never get cold.
I think guys run warm as it is.
I agree.
This text says, hey, I'm with you, Mercedes, pajamas 2 to 3 days. Mark says, wash? We are supposed to wash them?
That's funny, Mark.
I guess you don't have to if you don't want to.
It's recommended.
Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, you know, when you go to a CVS or like Target, there are locked items and it's just really frustrated. It seems like everything takes longer when you have to deal with that. Well, CVS, they are testing a new system where you're going to be able to unlock those cabinets on your own. And this is going to happen through their app. Now, it sounds kind of weird, but you're not only do you have to have the app on your phone, you're also going to have to be on the store's Wi-Fi and you're going to have Bluetooth turned on so it knows what shelf you're trying to open. On the good side of this, you don't have to wait for someone to come over and open it for you. Some critics, though, they say that this is just a backdoor way of CVS forcing more engagement with their app, which collects information.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to turn your location services on. And this locked cases problem is an issue that they created. So even if they say it's necessary to curb shoplifting, it also begs the question, would there be any issues if you opened a locked cabinet? And then what if you didn't lock it back up or it didn't close properly?
Yeah.
Then if someone steals something, are they going to say, well, you were the last person to be there, so you're responsible for those items?
That's
so,
a good point.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think about that for one. I was just thinking of the plus sites because I love store apps. Like, I love the Target app. I love apps that I shop at frequently. And the CVS, what happens is when you check something out and you get your receipt, sometimes on your receipt, you'll have tons of coupons that I forget about, I'll throw away. But if I had the app, I'd be like, oh my God, that coupon is probably in my app. Let me go to CVS and use it. So I see it as both ways for me as a consumer at CVS. I just don't know about the lock now that you're giving me all these cons.
Yeah, that could be an issue. Who knows? It could make things a lot easier. But let's just agree that we need to get rid of the CVS receipt. I mean, it is so long. It is like ridiculous. The amount of trees that are being killed
for these
receipts, it's just too much.
Have you seen the meme of a kid standing up and they have the CVS receipt next to them and it's just as tall as them?
Yes. And have you seen the girl who made her prom dress out of CVS receipts?
No.
She made an entire prom dress out of them and it was actually really pretty.
Really? Wow.
Also this morning, let's talk about Bruno Mars. He has announced he is extending his Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live over at Park MGM. He added 7 new shows for later this year. The new shows are going to take place between May 21st and June 2nd. And with his past shows at his Las Vegas residency, you can look forward to him playing all his hits, of course, and some of his deeper cuts, fan favorites. Tickets for the new dates go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. So you can get them there. And he also just broke a big like streaming record for Spotify. And it was funny. He said, he posted on his Instagram stories, keep streaming. This way I can get out of debt. So he's making a joke out of it.
I love that you could just laugh at yourself. But I mean, it's a hit. Like Fat Juicy Ann is a really big hit. And it's been on repeat for me. I don't know about you guys.
Have you guys seen the residency yet?
I saw his Silk Sonic residency. So
yeah,
I thought it was one of my favorite residencies so far on the Strip.
I have yet to see it. I might have to buy tickets to this one. Like they don't allow the phones in there, but to me that would be a no phone show anyway. I would just be like so into the music and paying attention to what's going on.
I think it's because of one of my favorite residencies is because no one had phones and you're able to look around and really embrace the moment. And it was one of those wow moments. Like, I don't believe I'm in 2025 and there's no phones at a concert.
Yeah, that's something that you don't see very often. That's for sure. Finally, this morning, Valentine's Day is coming up. Restaurants are packed with romantic tables for two because it's traditionally been a couples focused holiday, but new research suggests that may be changing this year. Now, there's going to still be plenty of partners dining out together that night, but Open Table just did a new survey and they found that singles are saying yes to Valentine's Day first dates. In the past, a lot of people would have like hard pass on a first date being on Valentine's Day. But now 61% of singles are like, yeah, why not? I'm not doing anything. Let's do it. Double dates are really big for Valentine's Day too. And they say, don't forget about your BFF. A quarter of those polled plan to celebrate with their besties on Galentine's Day, which is the day before. Now, they also listed the top 100 romantic restaurants in the country. And the ones that made the list from Vegas were the Eiffel Tower Restaurant, Delmonico, Top of the World, and Piero's. Those came in as the top romantic restaurants here in town.
Do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day with your...
Yeah, we do. Okay. We do gifts and stuff. We usually go out to dinner either the weekend before or the weekend after just to avoid all the crowds.
Well, with President's Day weekend this weekend, I honestly think with Valentine's Day being on a Friday, it just makes me not want to celebrate Valentine's Day because of the crowds. But every other year, yes, we celebrate it.
My wife and I, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day because every day is Valentine's Day for us.
Oh, God. Give me a break.
Every day. You guys forgot your wedding anniversary this year. Okay.
Every day is Valentine's Day. You're not even celebrating each other on the day that you guys got married. So what are you talking about? Thanks, 94.1. It is time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song? Faster Than I Can. We have a $375 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Up for grabs, and our contestant this morning is Brooklyn. Good morning, Brooklyn.
Good morning.
Hey, you are in.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am super excited. First time I've been able to get through you guys on the radio station. So I'm super excited.
Oh, we're excited for you. Maybe it's going to be like beginner's luck, you know? You're going to come in here and all the people that have tried before, they're going to be like, how did she do that?
Right.
I would love to see you win. I'm going to step out. Just guess that song as fast as you can, all right? This is a game I actually want to lose. So good luck to you, Brooklyn.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Mercedes is saying goodbye. I'm turning off her mic. Hey, Brooklyn, just to make sure you're not on speakerphone or Bluetooth, I hear some background noise. No, it's all good.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. Hey, okay, so this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. We're going to stop the clock.
Okay.
And then within the 5 seconds, you say, got it. You got to give us something, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, and the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, babe. Oh, I got it.
Okay, got it. What you got?
It's the Baby song by Britney Spears. God dang it. It's the Britney Spears song.
Britney Spears, what's the title?
Oh, Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time. Okay, let me stop that clock, or let me get that clock time.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Jay's going to get Mercedes. Brooklyn, stay on the line. Mercedes is walking in. Okay.
Oh, boy. Let's see here.
Yeah, let's see what we got with Mercedes.
This is going to be interesting.
That was very fast.
It was very fast.
I have a bad feeling about this. A bad good feeling. Like, I feel like Brooklyn probably got it. I'm just guessing.
You
I don't
think
know.
She got it.
Well, that was fast.
Okay. You know how the game works, okay. Mercedes. The next sound that you hear is the game, and it starts now.
Got it.
Wow. What you got?
Britney Spears, Baby One More Time.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, I got Mercedes time. Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 1.35 seconds.
Jesus.
Okay.
And you got the correct artist and title, Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Okay.
Now, Brooklyn also got the correct artist and title.
I knew it.
It's pretty specific. That boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was obvious.
But she got it in 4.6 seconds.
Oh, Brooklyn, I'm so sorry. When it comes to Britney, I would call myself a Britney expert. And yeah that's going to happen. You know what's something that we did yesterday? The song was Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, and we played it right after. So from here on out, let's like play the winning song right after Beat Mercedes. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
Let's do some Britney Spears. That means our jackpot just goes up to $400, a $400 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Beat Mercedes is every day, 7 o'clock. We'll have another chance for you to win tomorrow. In the meantime, here she is, Britney Spears. It's Mix. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So you guys did lunch yesterday?
We did. We did lunch. Jay asked, hey, what you doing later? Want to grab some ramen? I'm like, I never say no to ramen. We set a time and I got there a little bit earlier. So I went to go take a seat, sat down on the bench, waited for him to come in. And I faced the door so that he can see me coming right when he comes in. He didn't have to look through the restaurant. Right when he comes in, he goes, we got to switch. I'm like, why do you got to switch? I've been seated here comfortably and you want me to switch? He goes, I got to sit on the bench. I'm like, dang, dude, I know you're buying, but geez, I'm over here thinking that because he has shoulder problems. He has shoulder and back problems. I'm like, dude, if you
shoulder
have
problems, wow, back problems, mental problems.
I'm like, okay, dude, I know that you have a little bit more physical things that you need to work. I'll let you take the bench. So he sits down. And then what? Why did you want the bench? What did you tell me?
Because I need to look at the door to see if anyone is going to come in. And if somebody comes in to try to harm anyone, I want to block you from that.
I didn't know
any
that.
Every man should do that. They should sit facing the door so that they can see what's coming in. Always.
Did you know about this, Mercedes?
I've heard that, but that's the very same reason I want to sit facing the door. I want to be able to see what's going on. I'm very aware of my surroundings whenever I go everywhere. I literally look at the cars that are driving next to me. I start memorizing license plates. If there's someone that's been following me for too long, I keep an eye on them. When I go into restaurants, I want to sit in that spot. I want to see what's going on, because as nice as you can be, who knows if I can 100% trust you? What if you're in on that and I'm not, and I'm not in on it? You know what I mean? I want to be aware of what's happening.
My dad always taught me to open a car door for the ladies, and also make sure that when you're sitting at a restaurant, you look at the door so you can protect her if something, if someone try to comes in. And I also open the door. Let's see, what else I do?
The sidewalk.
Yes. When you're walking on the sidewalk, a guy should always walk on the side of the where the cars are coming, so that if the car hits, it hits him, not her.
Do you think that's being chivalrous by you wanting to face the door, or do you think that's just, I think that for me, when I heard that, I'm like, well, not only is that new, but that's also one of the things where, like, what, like you said, what if I want to face the door? What if this is my preference instead of having a man face the door?
Well, I mean, I respect guys who are chivalrous. I really do appreciate those little things, opening the door for me, standing right on the outside. I do appreciate that, but I also want you to respect me and know that I am strong. I am independent. I can take care of myself, and I do want to be able to fend for myself. I don't want to have to depend on a guy to protect me all the time. I need to be able to protect myself in situations where, you know, there is not a guy around. On that same note, I'm never going to, you know, bag on a guy for trying to do something chivalrous. I really appreciate when a man acts like a gentleman. It's just, there's a fine line between making us feel like we're this damsel in distress that we can't do anything for ourselves versus, you know, doing something kind for someone.
But that's not the case with the guys. We're not thinking that way, the way you're thinking about it. You know, we're looking at it as, like you said, being a gentleman. You know, that's part
and
of the things
I love
that we were raised as to do, you know, as guys. You know, if you had, if your dad taught you how to do this as a man, this is how you treat a woman, this is what we learned. And so if it's something that, you know, that you don't like, then let us know that.
But, oh, no, I would never say, like, I don't like that. But if I was Steph and I liked where I was sitting, I'd be like, no, I want to see what's going on. And like, I would actually argue that. And hey, Steph could probably protect herself. I don't know if you would do anything that she couldn't do for herself.
I'm not saying she couldn't. I'm just saying that.
Hey. No,
let's see. How about you guys get into a fight and let's see who wins?
Oh, she'll kick my butt. Oh, no, she'll kick my butt. I know that.
Steph has to protect you. That's why she wants to sit by the door. She's trying to protect him.
Oh, my God, Jay. It's all good. Next time, I'll know that you want to face the door. But in the case that you feel like maybe you can't, I got your back.
I've done that with you too, Mercedes. I think when we went out to lunch, I sat and looked at the door and you were sitting on the opposite side. We've done that before.
Yeah, maybe you protected that, but you certainly did not protect yourself from the check. I ended up getting that.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jennifer, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Let's go, Jennifer. Yay. Let's do it.
You are in for the Mega Minute. We've got your Katy Perry tickets all set, ready for you. All you have to do is conquer it by answering all 10 of these pop culture slash history slash trivia questions correctly in 60 seconds. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good.
Are you solo? Do you have someone with you in the car right now?
I have my family in the car.
Okay, hi family.
Cool.
Hi. Oh, that was so sweet.
Okay, here's the deal, guys. If you know the answer, just shout it out. As long as I hear the correct answer, we'll move on to the next question, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Jennifer and family, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
The Mohawk hairstyle was most popular in what decade?
80s.
Yes. Which travels faster, light or sound?
Light.
Yes. Coach Pete Carroll agreed to a 3-year contract with what NFL team?
Pass.
Arachnophobia is a fear of what?
Spiders.
Yes. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal were on what classic rom-com together?
You Got Mail?
No. Earth Day is in what month?
April 23?
April's correct. The song was Somewhere Over the Rainbow is from what movie?
Yeah.
Yes. How many prongs does a standard dinner fork have?
4.
Yes. What U.S. state is known as the Silver State?
Nevada.
Yes. What Major League Baseball team most recently won the World Series?
Pass.
Coach Pete Carroll agreed to a 3-year contract with what NFL team?
Pass.
Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal were on what class?
Harry Met Sally.
Yes. Oh, my God. Darn it. Oh, you got hung up on two sports questions. What a bummer. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. So, Pete Carroll, he just signed a 3-year contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. That was the big story in town this week. And then the Major League Baseball team that most recently won the World Series, that's the Los Angeles Dodgers.
My team.
Oh, man. That means we don't have a winner for the Mega Minute today. So, caller 20, the tickets are yours. Two of them to see Katy Perry as she brings her Lifetimes tour to Las Vegas T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. Caller 20 gets the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Travel hacks don't always live up to the hype, but there are still some proven ways to save some money when booking tickets, and Expedia just released their 2025 Air Hacks report. So if you're planning on traveling by plane this year, these may be helpful. Something I did not know, I always thought it was a different day, but the best day to book your flight is a Sunday. They say airfares are typically 6% lower for domestic flights and 17% lower for international fares when your tickets are booked on Sundays compared to Mondays or Fridays. I always thought it was Tuesdays.
Me too.
But I guess it's Sundays. The cheapest month to travel is August. Forget what you've heard about summer being the most expensive. You'll pay more to fly in February and March, they say.
No way.
Yeah.
I have two trips coming up, one in February and one in March. And then now that I think about it, we have DJ school every year, and that's in August. So I'm wondering, they knew. They're like, oh, it's the cheapest to travel for our people in radio,
yeah.
So they'll do it in August.
Could be. The quietest day to travel, if you don't want to deal with crowds, that's on a Tuesday. And the quietest month is February. July is the busiest. And then Saturday and Thursdays are the cheapest days to depart. If you're leaving your destination, you're going home, Saturday and Thursday, you're going to get the lowest fares on those tickets.
The worst day to come to Vegas, especially if you're coming from another city,
Friday night.
Oh. I remember Friday night, I was coming home to Vegas for something, and I was next to a group of people. I think they were either bachelor or bachelorette, but I could not wait to be home.
Yeah, just listen. They're all getting wasted, and they're all Vegas, baby.
Yeah,
oh,
lost wages.
Oh my gosh, I'm so annoyed. Also, this morning, they say that whatever is in style and goes out of style will come back in style. What's old is new again, and the latest fashion trend is proving this is true. Billy Crystal Kaur is taking over the internet. And that's where people are trying to copy the cozy style and the cable knit worn by the actor in the movie When Harry Met Sally.
I am in love with this trend. And and not only that, but the cable knit sweaters right now, they are so cute. And I'm a turtleneck girl. Like right now I'm wearing a turtleneck. I can see myself having a closet full of cable knit sweaters.
They are really coming back. Now, that movie came out in 1989, and a lot of people who are sporting the look weren't even born at that point. So they're saying that if you haven't seen it, it's in the movie where he wears this chunky, it's a cream-colored fisherman sweater, and it's just become the must-find fashion find of the moment on Pinterest. The trend has sent searches for cable knit sweaters soaring by 110%. Here's the funny thing. They asked Billy Crystal, like, where that sweater is, if he knows. He said he has no idea. He said he donated that sweater to the UCLA theater department along with a bunch of other clothes that he had for costumes. And he admits that he wishes he still had it. He's like, I've racked my brain as I've seen other people wearing a sweater, doing the pose from that scene, and he really wishes that he would have hung on to it.
I could totally rock that. Yeah, that looks good.
I think that the cable knit sweater is classic. I feel like it never really goes out of style, but that particular version of it, the Billy Crystal one, that one looks really cute.
Not cheap.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, you know how we were talking about he and Meg Ryan were seen together? We thought it was a Super Bowl commercial. Turns out it is a Super Bowl commercial for Hellman's Mayonnaise. And they recreate that fake Big O scene in the movie in it.
Classic.
And then another celebrity makes an appearance in it. And I would tell you who, but I don't want to ruin it for you. Do you guys want me to tell you who? Turn your radio down. I'll just say the name really quick. You know the line, "I'll have what she's having." It's another celebrity who says that. They turn to them. It's a quick cameo. I'm going to say the name in countdown to 3, 2, 1. Sydney Sweeney.
No way.
Why
yes. Sydney Sweeney?
I think just for the shock value. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because I don't think anyone will expect to see her.
Whoever wrote that is smart.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's that. And then finally this morning, now that the Kansas City Chiefs are once again going to the Super Bowl, gamblers can place Taylor Swift related bets. So this is all offshore betting, of course, on websites, but you can wager on who she will be sitting next to during the game. What will she wear? What jewelry will she have on? How many times will the camera pan over to her? And how many times will she hug Mama Kelsey?
Oh, I love when they hug. I would say they're going to pan to her 26 times.
That many?
Oh, no. Yeah.
This last game, I think it was only like 3.
No. Oh, but it's a Super Bowl.
They would get lambasted if they did that
many
times.
You think so? Because last Super Bowl, it was about that many. Unless they're thinking like it's too much and they lowered it. They're lowering it this year.
Did they? I mean, are you sure that they did it 26 times?
It was a lot.
It wasn't 26 times.
It wasn't 26 times.
Google me.
Maybe like 5 or something, but 26, that would be a ton.
It was a ton of times, guys, because then I lost track at one point, but it was about a dozen times they panned to Taylor
Swift. Well, now you just went from 26 to 12.
Well, that was at least. So that's why I'm going up higher, because what if this is Travis Kelce's last Super Bowl? So they're like, oh, we got to get as much Taylor Swift as we can. So we'll see.
That just according to this, it was 11 to 12 times.
Oh, so I was right. A dozen.
Her total airtime was 50 to 55 seconds, which is less than 1% of the game. But so don't put money on that stuff.
Okay.
Don't put money on that.
I'm going to take the under.
Take the under on that. Yeah. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys see how I left to make a phone call yesterday? I had that big conference call with like the big wig guy yesterday. Something happened. And it was, I don't know what to do. Do you guys know the coworker of ours that sings to herself out loud a lot? Have you heard her before?
Like, no,
just down the hall?
Okay, wait.
You know who I'm talking about,
I know,
right?
Okay, so I've never heard that coworker, but there has been some rumblings that there is someone in the hallways that does sing.
Okay,
yes.
So there, one of our coworkers, a really, really nice person. I'm not bagging on them at all. It's just, she loves to sing out loud, like really loud. If she's listening to music, she's singing along to it really loud. And she's a good singer. Like, I'm not speaking negatively of her skills at all, but she just does it for everyone to hear. And so yesterday I had to make this really important call and I needed some quiet. So I went back to the office and I had the door shut. Like, I was like, this is quiet. All of a sudden I hear like singing, and she was singing along to this song loud, really loud. She's like, "To you," I'm like, and I'm
no.
like, I'm trying to move further from the door, like, so they can't hear it. And the person I'm talking to, the big wig guy, he's like, "Is someone singing?" And I was like,
oh,
"Yeah."
God,
I go, "It's one of our coworkers is singing." And he's like, "Do you want me to give you a second to go somewhere else?" And I'm like, "There's really nowhere else I can go that you're going to hear her, because we had people recording in the studios. Like, I couldn't do anything." So I'm like, I'm so sorry. And he just kept referencing it. He could hear her. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. And I can't believe no one's saying anything to her.
I think it's because, okay, well, one, where her office is, there's a lot of empty office area. So maybe she doesn't know that you're in our office on a phone call. So maybe she thinks that area that she's singing on the top of her lungs is her safe space and her like a little sanctuary where she can step away from everyone and go there.
I mean, that's a possibility, but this is not the first time she's done this. Like, I've walked down the halls and I could hear her singing various songs.
I have never heard her sing. I haven't heard this at all.
You've never walked down the halls and heard her
no.
singing? I mean, she sings everything. What's ever on the radio that they're playing back there, she's singing it with them. Like, I've heard everything from Taylor Swift to, I think I heard her singing Teddy Swims the other day. Like, she
Where
goes for it.
I
think she does karaoke in her spare time. I think she's really into it. So I wanted to, like, go out there and be like, can you not? But I like her, and I don't want to be rude.
Right.
But it's getting to the point. Like, how do you address the situation without being confrontational, without being mean? I like this person. I don't want to be rude, but I don't really think she should be singing that loud in a professional setting. Well, am I just being like, am I being someone who's being crabby about it? Or, I mean, in a professional setting, it just seems a little... I was on a really important call yesterday, and we had to cut it short because he was distracted by it.
No, we're in the entertainment business. I mean, people's going to sing. We play music all the time. I get that, but I mean...
I understand, but this is... You're right, Mercedes. This is a professional setting, and I don't know if you'd be down for this, but I went to the restroom earlier, and she's here.
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
She's here?
I know exactly who you're talking about. She's here. What if you just pulled her aside and just asked her, just politely, hey, what your situation was yesterday? And unfortunately, I had to hop off the call because they were distracted with your loud singing. And just see what she says. I mean, it's worth the conversation.
Is that the way I put it? Like, I don't want her to get mad at me. Like, that's my biggest fear, is I don't want to offend her, but I also want to get the point across that, hey, you shouldn't be singing that loud in this situation. Does anyone else have, like, a loud singer in their office?
Just talk to her.
Yeah.
Just talk to her. Yeah. Just have,
like, after the show?
Do you have your AirPods on you?
Yes.
Put on your AirPods.
Yeah, why don't you go down there
and go ask her on the air?
Yes, why not?
And ask her on the air. Can we just have you discreetly just put your AirPods on, put your hair in front of it, and just talk to her and see what she has to say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Christy, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I totally think there's an easy, polite way to, you know, let her know that she's just singing a little too loud. I love to sing myself, but when you're at work, you can't just be belting it out, you know, like, that's just a little bit inappropriate, you know, because, like, you're on an important call. I mean, it's a business. I mean, you're going to have people on calls.
So, Christy, if I were to say that to you, to ask you to stop, how can I say that that wouldn't make you mad at me?
I wouldn't say, like, ask you to stop, but I would say, look, sweetie, you know, it's nothing against your voice. Your singing is really good, but, you know, we sometimes have to be on calls that are important. And I was, you know, on a call yesterday, and my boss was really distracted by the singing, and I just would appreciate it if you could maybe tone it down a little bit, or, you know.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yes, okay, Mercedes, we got to wrap up. So let's come back to this, and by the time you're down there...
I'm going to write a script of what I'm going to say. I'm going to write a script, and then when we come back, I'll go down there and I'll ask her.
You got this.
Everyone's
Mercedes.
Texting saying, go do it while you're on the air. I'll do it on the air. I just gotta figure out how I'm going to say this. I'm really scared.
You're good with words, Mercedes. You got this.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I'll confront her coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous, you guys.
I'm so nervous.
This is awesome.
If you missed it, one of our coworkers loves to sing out loud, like really loud. And I've heard it a lot. It really hasn't bothered me, but lately, like, I've had to have, like, really important conference calls, and one of those cases was yesterday, and she was singing so loud, I shut the door, I moved away from the door, like, you could still hear, we had to end the call because she was so loud. So you guys said I should just, like, kindly walk up to her and just ask if she can tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully she doesn't take offense to it, because I don't want to make her mad, because I do like her a lot. She's really nice.
She is great, and she's here in the building, and I said, hey, why don't you just put on your AirPods so that we can hear the conversation.
I don't know if you'll be able to hear her end, but you'll definitely be able to hear my end for sure. We'll see.
Yeah, and then just, you're really good with words, Mercedes. You're really good at calming people down and just getting your point across in a very genuine, sweet, and professional way. I really don't think she would take offense to it. Okay. I think she would hear you out and see what goes on.
Okay,
I'm
calling the hotline now.
Yeah, don't talk to her like you talk to me.
Oh, rude.
No, that's not true. You're messing with it.
Let me see. Here, pick up that line and see if you can hear me, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, check 1, 2.
Go ahead and put her on hold.
Hi.
There we go.
Okay.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Okay. Okay, she's walking out of her studio.
I'm nervous. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, she's going to go and confront our coworker.
Where do you see her? Over by her desk?
Yeah, she's over by her desk. The last time I saw her, which was about 15 minutes ago during break.
Okay, I'm walking down over there. Oh, my God, I see her. She's right over here.
How funny would she be if she's singing right now?
Oh, God.
That'd be freaking hilarious.
Good morning. How are you? Good. You look so cute today. I love that outfit. I had a quick question. I love when you sing. Your voice is so pretty. But yesterday I was on a call with Mike Peterson, and it was like a really like serious call. And like all we could hear was your singing, and it sounded so good. But I just wanted to see if there was like any way you could like tone it down, just like a couple of notches, like not completely. We love hearing you sing, but like, is there any way you could like bring the volume down just a little bit?
Really?
Stop. Don't they listen?
But, I mean, like, I love you. You know that. But, like, it was so loud. Like, I literally had my door shut, and I could, like, hear you. I think you were singing that with a smile. Like, you were so loud.
What is she saying? What is she saying?
No, I love it. I love it. But I just, like,
she said we're already.
No, I totally get it, but we still have like business to conduct here and stuff. So like,
oh my God, what is she saying? Get closer to her.
I did take a call in one of these. I like, went in my office and closed the door, and I could still hear you. Like,
and you could still.
Yes. Maybe they're afraid.
Get closer.
Right.
Okay, so is that a no then?
We're a radio station.
She said we're a radio station.
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier.
No.
I love you too, but if you, I mean, just like people are making important calls. Like if you were on a call with a client, I wouldn't like come in there and like, oh my gosh, okay. All right. Well, thank you anyway. And I still love you. And I will see you later.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That didn't sound right. No, we didn't hear it.
We
only heard you, but it didn't sound like any. Are you coming back? Are you coming back to your studio? Come back. Hurry back.
Oh, my God.
Hurry back.
Oh, my God.
That didn't sound good, Mercedes.
That one part.
No, it was not good.
That one part she said, we're a radio station. Why can't I sing?
Yeah. Oh, here, she's back. Oh, no, she doesn't look.
Give us a tea on this.
My God. You guys could not hear her?
No.
Okay, so she's like, it's a radio station. Everyone sings in a radio station. And I was like, I love you. You know, you sound great. Like, I can't even talk. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's take it back. When you got there, it sounded polite. It sounded like, you're like, hey, I love your outfit. It sounded like it was a great greeting. And then afterwards, when you were setting up the call, it didn't sound like it went well.
She just flat out said, no, I'm not going to stop. She literally just said, no.
No.
She said, it's a radio station. And that... she's not going to stop. And I asked, told me to go in another room. Like, we have rooms everywhere. I told her I did go in another room. I went in my office, I closed the door, and I could still hear you. And she's like, it's a radio station. And I'm like, I agree. I go, but if you were on a call with a client, I wouldn't like go up to you and like start screaming the songs. And she's like, well, why not? Or so I don't even remember. I'm like in such a daze. And then she goes, you're the only one who has complained about this.
Uh-oh. What if you're just the first person to complain about it?
Oh, why didn't I see that?
No.
I should have said, maybe I'm just the first. Oh, my gosh. You guys, she hates me.
Well, now what? Now
she hates me.
No, wait. Let's not say she hates you. I think that you guys just got off on the wrong foot.
She goes, sorry, but no.
Oh, she did?
Like, that's how she said it, like all sassy pants.
And I've never heard her like that before, ever.
No, she's
like, did you hear when she started singing The Weeknd?
She was singing.
She goes, sometimes I get songs stuck in my head, like, I can't feel my face or not. And I'm like,
looking at her like, what is happening
right now? Wait, wait, let's turn this around. What if she needs this energy in her life? Like, this is what she needs because it's been a stressful day at work and she just needs to sing and belch it out loud.
I want
to
cry right now. That did not go as planned and she was like so rude about it. I literally have, my eyes are tearing up.
No.
I feel, okay.
Oh, did we mess up? Did we mess up by having you ask her? Like, could we have approached this differently? I feel bad that you feel this way.
Well,
but you got your point across.
At least I said, right? Oh, so here's the thing. Now you guys have to go complain about it. Please, please.
I'll help complain and so that we both look like the bad guys.
I just don't want to be the only one that complains about this. Like, no.
I think I know who you're talking about. She's taller than I am, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Oh my gosh. Okay. While I try to compose myself, let's get a winner right now.
Oh,
for
my
heads
gosh.
Up. I am so confused right now. Wow. Okay. Anyway, we are giving away tickets right now to see comedian Matt Rife. He's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on May 2nd. And you will win right now with Heads Up. Caller 20, you get to play. You get to pick your category and me. I'm so confused right now. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina, you're caller 20.
Let's do it.
Hi.
Sabrina.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just okay right now. I don't know if you heard my little altercation with my coworker, but it was really weird.
I did. Care for you.
I'm afraid to leave the studio now, to be honest, but we're going to make you a winner this morning. Matt Rife tickets for you right now. Pick a category. Do you want to go with On Your Desktop, Chinese New Year, or Filet Mignon?
Let's do On Your Desktop.
On Your Desktop it is. Clean Up Your Computer Month is in January. So these are all things that are associated with computers, okay?
Okay.
All right. We just need to get 6 and 60 seconds and you get these tickets.
All right, Sabrina and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
You type on one of these on your computer.
Keyboard.
Yes. This is what you use to move your cursor. You use a
mouse.
Yes. When I have to put my username and password, I'm doing this.
Logging in.
Yes, yes. This is, I send one of these to your at yahoo.com.
Email?
Yes. This is how many minutes and hours I spent online. It's my what?
Browser history?
No, let's pass. I turn on this button so the computer comes on.
Power?
Yes. My battery is running low. Can I borrow your
charger?
Yes!
Good job,
Sabrina. Congratulations. You just got those tickets to see Matt Rife. He's coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena on May 2nd. You're in for free. Nice job.
Yay, I'm so excited. He's so hot.
What was the word you guys were struggling with?
Screen time.
Oh.
Sabrina is spending a lot of screen time looking at Matt Rife online, I think. Congratulations. We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Doomsday Clock. It's moved closer to midnight. Did you guys hear about this?
I did, and I need further explanation.
Yeah. Okay, so the bulletin of the atomic scientists, they moved the big hand again yesterday, but not in the right direction. This group, they advanced its doomsday clock to 89 seconds to midnight, which is the closest it's ever been to the top. Like, you hit midnight, it's doomsday. This is, the world is ending. The clock represents the group's estimate of just how close humanity is to ending, whether it's because of war, pandemic, nuclear weapons, even artificial intelligence. The clock had been at 90 seconds to midnight for the past 2 years, but the group said yesterday it's worried about the cooperation between countries like North Korea, Russia, and China with their developing nuclear programs. And I mean,
We're not even a month into this new year, and it's been chaotic.
I just, when I read this stuff like this, I don't like to stress out over things that I can't control, right? So when I see things like this, I'm like, okay, well, is it really something that us, you know, regular civilians can do? Or is it between the powers that be with like the people that are ahead of the countries and stuff like that? Like, what is it going to take for them to realize, like, look, we're getting closer to death because of you guys?
I feel like every little bit adds up to a lot of bits. So like, I love your way of thinking that, you know, these are things I can't control. And I agree with you to a certain point, but I do feel like the little things that we do in everyday life puts out the energy to create these things. Then that, it's like a chain reaction. Then it creates that. And then we're going to war.
Yeah.
And it's all because I got upset at the coworker for singing. You know, it's like little things like that, which, by the way, I'm freaking out now. I don't want to see her. I'm scared. She was really mean.
I saw her again, by the way.
Did she say anything?
She didn't. She didn't say hi to me.
Oh no. She's
mad at me. But I went
to the bathroom and I saw her going to the bathroom and I couldn't even have eye contact with her.
Oh no.
Yeah. If you missed it, what happened? Real quick, Mercedes.
So one of our coworkers sings really loud, and I approached her and asked her really nicely if there's any way she could bring it down a little bit, because I was on a call yesterday that the guy on the other end got so distracted with how loud it was that we just ended the call early, and she didn't take to. She just basically looked at me and goes, no. Like, just matter-of-factly, no.
Like, she should be a little bit professional around the business. I know we are a radio
station.
That's
what she said.
Please.
She's like, this is a radio station. I mean, come on. You're the first person to complain.
I'm so scared of her now.
I'm so scared. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I should have been there to defend you, Mercedes.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
All right. Also this morning, I don't know if you guys saw this. Jake Paul, yesterday, he tweeted a picture of himself in this stare down with his brother Logan Paul, and in the caption it said, "The moment you've waited a decade for, March 27th on Max." So everyone started flipping out, saying, oh my gosh, the Paul brothers are gonna fight each other, this is gonna be huge. But I guess that's not the case. Sources say that supposedly we've been waiting a decade for a reality show between with the two of them. So
do people really care about this?
I don't care about them.
Me neither.
Someone that I would consider like in their target demographic is Ramon. Do you care about the Paul brothers reality show?
No, I hate it. I'd rather see a fight.
Yeah, I would actually rather see a fight.
You would? So, okay, but let's say that day happens. Who would you be rooting for?
I can't tell the difference. Who's who? You know who likes him? My 8-year-old son. He loves that Prime.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're marketing geniuses.
Oh, my gosh. Why does he like them so much?
Because they're all over the YouTube.
Yeah.
And all the baseball kids are like, I got the new flavor of Prime. Check it out.
Prime's their drink. That's their energy drink.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, in case you don't know. So doesn't that have like a ton of caffeine in it?
Well, he drinks the hydration one, which is equivalent to like Gatorade. He doesn't touch the energy one.
Okay. Thank goodness.
He's 8 years old. Why on his iPad?
Finally, this morning, Post Malone. I don't know that I've ever heard of a celebrity being nicer than Post Malone. Have you ever met Post Malone, J Love? In any of your dealings?
I met him once in Nashville.
Was he nice?
He was really nice.
I keep hearing stories about him, and they just keep getting better and better. So we talked like last month about how he left a single mom a $20,000 tip on Christmas Eve. And that was just, you know, amazing. So I guess he just popped into a Pizza Hut in Cottonwood Heights, Utah on Saturday. It's just outside of Salt Lake City. He lives over there, and he knocked on the door of this Pizza Hut, and it was 30 minutes before they opened. So their opening time, I looked up, it's 10 a.m. on Saturday. So I guess this was like 9:30 in the morning. So the manager on duty, a 20-year-old named Colby Aguila, and he said he couldn't believe when he just saw Post Malone standing outside the Pizza Hut before they opened. So he didn't think it was him at first. He's been a fan for years. So he opens the door. Post Malone asks if they're open yet. And Colby says, well, we can be open for you. And so he orders some pizza, some wings. Colby says, no charge. It's on the house. So Posty pulls out all the money that he had in his wallet, which was $1,200, and just handed it over to him.
Who carries $1,200 in their wallet?
Post Malone!
That is awesome. I would love to be at that Pizza Hut where he's just working and Post Malone's like,
Yeah. Hey, man, you guys open? No, but come in. We'll open now.
I guess the guy kept $800 for himself because he was the only one there. But then he gave the rest to his coworker. Oh, no, there was one other person there. He gave the rest, the $400 to his coworker. But he had some medical bills and he really, really needed it. So, like, the timing couldn't have been. I guess the no pun intended, the timing was better now, I guess. But
better now.
So, yeah, that was really cool. We still have more to come. Show's not over yet, folks. We are doing our Teacher of the Month. We've selected our Teacher of the Month for the month of January. We are so excited to introduce you to them. That is coming up next.
It is time to find our January Teacher of the Month. And one of the nominations we got was from Nadine. Her child's name is Grayson. Hi, Nadine. Good morning.
Hi, Mercedes. Good morning.
Hey, so you made a nomination for Teacher of the Month. Tell us about the teacher you nominated and why you nominated them.
So I've nominated Ms. Burkhalter. I've known her for many years. I've worked with her at the same school for the past 6 years. And she is honestly one of the hardest, most dedicated teachers I've ever known. She's taught two of my boys. My oldest is in high school now, and my youngest, Grayson, is in her fifth grade class. And he has just been growing and thriving this year, which is super important to me because he'll be in middle school next year, and he needed that confidence. She always looks for meaningful and creative ways to teach and motivate all her students. And Grayson even told me recently that, you know, he loves being in fifth grade and that his teacher makes learning fun, which is super challenging, especially teaching fifth grade. And I really appreciate how she goes above and beyond to help her students. And I get to personally witness that on a daily basis. And we really just appreciate her and all of her hard work.
What a great nomination. And being that you are also working with her and seeing her, that's almost like an added endorsement. I love this nomination. And Nadine, we just want to let you know that Ms. Burkhalter actually won our Teacher of the Month.
Yes!
Now, here's the thing. We have her on hold. I don't think she knows why she's on hold, but we're going to have you break the news to her, okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So let's make this happen. Let's bring her in here. Ms. Burkhalter.
Yes.
Good morning. It is Mercedes from Mix 94.1, and we just wanted to let you know that we look for our Teacher of the Month every month, and for January, you got a really nice nomination from Grayson's mom, Nadine. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
The thing she said about you, just that you have taught both of her sons and how you are so dedicated and so creative in teaching the kids and how her youngest just really enjoys being in your class. Actually, Nadine, why don't you go ahead and tell her yourself?
Well, Ms. Burkhalter, Grayson, say it with me. You won Teacher of the Month.
Woo!
Yeah! I'm in tears right now. Like, I'm in tears.
I won? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, you won.
Oh my God, really?
You are our January Teacher of the Month for all of your dedication, all of your hard work. You are our winner. We have for you a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet. We also are going to give you an additional $150 Visa gift card, maybe if you want to have a class party or something, from Silver State Schools Credit Union. And then we have that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies for you.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you. You totally earn it. You totally earn this.